This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. When I was at SHOT Show, I noticed these two ladies that were making, they were making the rounds. Looking young to me, they look like young ladies to me. And that's just my age as it creeps up on me. They were posing for pictures with all the good looking guys, and then, finally, they came and sat down with me, and I got a picture, too. So they posed with every good-looking guy at SHOT Show and me. And that was cool. Their mission is to stand in the gap between the underfunded provisions for veterans and first responders and help the warriors roll strong. The name of the website is Wheelchairs for Warriors. We are joined second time around by Crystal Larimore. Good evening, young person.
Well, hello there. How are you doing, young person?
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks.
I mean, at this point, we're just gonna keep lying to each other.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind. Well, listen, see, this is the thing between you and Heidi, because Heidi was her partner. I'm looking at you two guys, and when I figured out you both worked at the same place, I was just thinking, if I get a job there, will I stop aging?
Oh, you're so funny. Yes, it's all true. That is what we do. We quit aging at Wheelchairs for Warriors. No one ages. Once you start, you're done.
There you go.
No more birthdays.
Now, let's make one thing perfectly clear. For what they do at Wheelchairs for Warriors, this is to let you be aware of what's going on out there so that you can look at this, but because of the stuff they do, Crystal has made it very clear to me. She's looking for CEOs that can put a lot of money on the table. And let's explain why this happens, okay? When we're talking Wheelchairs for Warriors, we're not talking about the kind that Raymond Burr rolled around in Ironsides with. Tell me about these wheelchairs.
No, we are not.
Yeah, tell me about these wheelchairs that these veterans get.
The wheelchairs that our complex rehab seating specialist designs, you've got to get your mind in the Transformer game.
Yeah.
You've got to get your mind into stand. We can stand a veteran up, a warrior up, to look peer to peer, to look his peers in the eyes. You know, we can lay them completely back for pressure relief. We can make them do, you know, zero turn. We can build zero turn wheelchairs. It is incredible. If all a warrior can do, if their injuries are so severe that all they can do is breathe, we can build a wheelchair for them. It's called the Sip and Puff. The technology and the software system is so advanced that he can learn how to propel himself forward in the circle, to the left, to the right, backwards, lay himself flat, read his iPhone with his breath, with his eyeball.
This is pretty impressive.
With the tap of a finger.
Yeah. This is.
It is so impressive. It's just incredible. And I mean, I'm just saying, they deserve it, don't they?
They do, and I think sometimes that they have to come through the trauma of losing something. Because most of these guys are young men, aren't they? I mean, they may be in
they
their
are.
30s or something. I mean, because mm-hmm. that kind of combat is a young man's game.
That's a young man's game, 20s and 30s.
Yeah. So by the time they make it to you, what they're looking for now is they're just looking for a return to mobility, not necessarily.
We are most times their last hope. by the time they get to us, they're frustrated, they're depressed, they're ready to become part of 22 a day. They don't know where else to turn. And somebody, just like somebody listening, somebody has said, hey, I heard of this organization, Wheelchairs for Warriors, or they're Googling wheelchairs. And for the veteran community, the reason that this happens is because they are not getting what they need from the VA. And I know that's a shocking revelation for most people to learn, that a veteran doesn't get what they need from the VA. Shocking. Shocking as it is.
Shocking, yeah.
Sometimes it happens. And listen, sometimes a veteran gets every single thing that they need. And sometimes they don't get anything they need.
Right.
And everything in between. Sometimes a veteran gets the most perfect wheelchair for the house. But what about if he wants to play sports? What about if he wants to be part of the Paralympics archery team?
Right.
Well, the VA is not going to build him a sports wheelchair because they don't deem it necessary for life. We have heard the most ridiculous things. So anyway, we don't ask any questions. Our only criteria is injured in the line of duty. We go to the veteran, wherever they live in the United States. We take a seating specialist with us. We ask the guy or the female, what do you want? We look at where they live. We do a complete life assessment. We evaluate them. We measure them. We've been told that we measure them better than the VA has measured them. But you have to get correct measurements. You have to measure from the hip to the back of the knee, from the knee to the ankle. You can't have them getting pressure sores.
Right.
And what's really cool is as important as a transformer-type wheelchair is, sometimes a veteran needs a lightweight wheelchair to practice sports or so that his wife can lift it in and out of the car. So instead of the clunky 50-pound wheelchairs we can get at, you know, Walgreens or Walmart or wherever, we build them 12-pound titanium wheelchairs.
Wow. Wow.
With proper seat cushions and back support and foot support. And it's incredible. And we have had wives cry when they have lifted their husband's wheelchair and it was so lightweight they could just sling it around.
So did you tell me that it seems like when I was talking to you and Heidi in Vegas that you actually take them and fit them to this wheelchair and it actually is molded to their body to where it fits the contours
yes.
of their body and it's really mm-hmm. one-of-a-kind bespoke?
Yes. We built a wheelchair for a veteran who is, his name is Jason Tabansky, and Jason archery. I never get this right. He plays
right.
archery, he shoots archery, he does archery. I don't know what the word
shoots,
before the archery
shoots,
is.
Shoots
archery. Okay, let's go
yeah.
for shoots.
Yeah.
And he is in the Paralympics. He's competitive, and he travels all over the world doing this. And he needed a specific regulation by the Paralympics, a regulation style chair that has a certain amount of dump in it, which gives them support,
right.
you know, so that they can shoot properly. And the VA wouldn't build one for him, so we built one for him.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He loves it so much, it has become his primary chair. He doesn't even use his other chair anymore.
We're coming up on the first break. Now, I know that I said that Crystal needs big money, but if you go to their website, wheelchairsforwarriors.com, there is on the front page a donate today. And, you know, every dollar, every $5. This is actually filling a need that is not, every one of these guys got promised the same stuff I got promised. And guess what? That actually turned out not to be true. That turned out not to be exactly true. I'm still looking for my recruiter from 1984. So I don't know if he's still with me or not. But anyway, we're going to be right back talking to Crystal Larimore from wheelchairsforwarriors.com. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It takes a special kind of host to have a bump like that one. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Crystal Larimore from WheelchairsForWarriors.com. Now, some of the wheelchairs that you guys put together also, some of these things will actually go off-road, won't they? I mean, they'll actually maneuver around off of a... Because that's what most wheelchairs have to have. They have to have a solid surface. But you've made some that will actually get out there and, you know, give a pretty fair accounting of themselves on broken ground.
You can get dirty in it. probably just get out in the dirt. And it's we built a Vietnam veteran, a Cajun mobility wheelchair with big fat tires. He lives on a ton of land, and he's always out on his land and getting stuck in his normal wheelchair, and then the wheelchair dies, and then he's out there in the middle of the field by himself, and somebody has to come get him. And if his cell phone, his cell phone has been dead, he's been out in the middle of his property before, and he's been stuck in the mud. Like, wait, hold on, we'll save you. Stop doing that. We got you. So we gave him his wheelchair at Christmas time.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. So does the VA ever build this kind of a wheelchair for a veteran?
Not that I know of. I haven't seen it happen.
And why is that?
I don't think it's deemed necessary. I don't understand what they're doing or not doing. We would really love to just become one of their preferred vendors and for them to just call us and say, hey, you go handle this. And we would say, okay, we would love to do that. Because we're not understanding how come we're having, and we all know the number is higher than 22 a day, right? We all know the number is bigger, but we don't understand if we've got that kind of utter failure in our system that we can look at a veteran in a wheelchair and just say, no, you don't, we're not going to, we can't do that for you. No, we're not going to do that for you. Oh, your wheelchair, we gave you a wheelchair 5 years ago.
Right.
Well, I know, but I need another one. Or we gave you one 2 years ago. I know, but the airline messed it up. Well, we're sorry. Every 5 years, you get a new one.
I think,
or, you know,
just so everybody understands what Crystal is referring to is 22 veteran suicides a day.
Which the number's probably higher.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so, just given the number of veterans that are out there today.
We surpassed that number a while back.
Yeah.
You know, and don't we want them to resume life at the highest level possible? Don't we want our warriors who wrote a blank check for us, shouldn't we just write the blank check right straight back to them? And the, I mean, for the love. We have a Marine that we served, and we had our big annual fundraiser in February, Peace, Love, and Warriors, and he said, you know, that we had five of our veterans there that we've served. We served 14 altogether. Five of the guys were there. And he made a really good calculation. He said between the five of them, they had been waiting over 35 years for the VA to give them a proper wheelchair.
I guess the question becomes, you know,
the mind.
It does. But the question for me becomes that given the funding they have, which I don't know how much funding they have. I'm a military veteran, and I partake of no veterans benefits, mainly because I don't need them, but also because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to roll in there and see a bunch of veterans laying around there not being treated or something else. I just don't know what happens with me.
It is so depressing to go to a VA hospital. I cry, and I'm in a funk, and it's depressing every time I go. I hate it.
Yeah, the thing about a veteran, especially a wounded veteran, he probably got that wound in combat, which means he went somewhere that nobody wants to go, and he had to do something nobody wants to do, and he met people that nobody wants to meet. And although he did get grievously wounded, he survived it.
Right.
What kind
That's
of
right.
And it's normally going to be a kid, you know, between the age of what, 19 and 28, 29 years
old.
Yeah,
30, so, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's an older veteran who has, like in Willie Williams' case, he was subject to Agent Orange. So because of Agent Orange, he lost his leg, then he was, you know, subject to Agent Orange, or Agent Orange caused him to lose his leg or get, you know, mitoapathy, or I don't know the medical terms for some of the diseases that these guys come back with, but where one of our veterans, his joints just pop out of place. Well, like while we were measuring him for a wheelchair, his muscular tissue isn't connecting. And so he can't walk or stand up for very long. So he needs a wheelchair just to get around his house, but he can use his arms, right? But if he uses his arms, then he's going to wear out his arms at some point. And if he uses his arms, then he can use them. But if he does use them, they can just pop out a joint at any given second. Right. So we built him a wheelchair with Bluetooth technology where he can just tap his watch and go forward in a circle, backwards, whatever he needs to do, just with the tap of a finger on a Bluetooth. But all that technology is available for everyone. We had a Marine who lost his right leg in combat, shattered his left arm and the side of his face, and he was rebuilt. He went to the VA. They gave him a pair of crutches, one limb gone, pair of crutches, and a 54-pound wheelchair. Have a nice day.
54
pounds. He's got a shattered left arm. He can't even lift that wheelchair and put it in the back of his vehicle. So if he is using his prosthetic all the time that the VA did not give him, he got that from another nonprofit. So he has the, and they have given him running prosthetics, walking prosthetics, jumping, bull riding, whatever. He's got six different prosthetics.
Hmm.
Not from the VA, and a wheelchair from us, because he has got to give his stump a rest. If he doesn't rest his stump, he could wear his stump out and then get it infected, and he could lose more of it, and then he could be in a situation where he doesn't have a stump, and then he can't wear a prosthetic. So yeah. He's lost all of his independence. So yeah. We built him a 12-pound titanium wheelchair.
Wow. One-hand lift.
One-hand lift. Like carrying around an M4, what is it, an M14?
AR-15 weighs about 7 pounds. It might be like carrying two of those.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I think it's called an M14.
Well, the M14, it might weigh 14 pounds. I don't know. That's before my time. That was before my time in the old military machine there. Wheelchairsforwarriors.com. You can find all kinds of things, what they do, the recipients. You can apply for it, who they are. And one big button there that everybody needs to punch is the donate button. We'll be right back. I am talking to Crystal Larimore from wheelchairsforwarriors.com. And this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on workers at an Arizona facility for making N95 masks to protect folks from the coronavirus. President Trump says the workers at the plant are making America proud.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industrial, and think of this, what you've done.
Senate Democrats are trying to force a vote on legislation that would require more SBA oversight. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program is not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking loans and even not keeping their employees on.
The senator provided no specifics to back up his claims. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate Intelligence Committee is getting back to work. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a confirmation hearing at this hour for John Ratcliffe to be the next Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Ratcliffe has been asked to lead the U.S. intelligence community during a time of profound challenge and great threats.
We expect that you will lead the intelligence community with integrity and ensure that the intelligence enterprise operates lawfully, ethically, and morally.
Burr, a Republican on that committee, a country music legend, is spending his time today reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls, and it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is Lock and Load. Talking to Crystal Larimore from WheelchairsForWarriors.com. Let's talk about a 12-pound wheelchair.
Okay.
How much does a 12-pound wheelchair cost?
The average is about $7,500, depending on whether they need the smart drive system with the Bluetooth technology. Then it runs about $10,000 to $12,000.
See, now that's actually a little less expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to hit me with it. $75,000. But
that's the transformer.
Okay. Okay. Well, so they do go up that high. I know that you do have to you do need big donations to come in.
Yeah.
Do you take the smaller donations if people go to the website and donate?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listen, just like America was built on small businesses, any nonprofit is also built on individuals donating.
Right.
I donate to individual organizations. I also donate to other organizations. I can't donate a lot, but I'll donate $100, $25 whenever I can, I do, right? And we have a monthly plan, and there are no puppies in our organization. It's all warriors. So
yep.
But they're all super cute. They're all adorable. And you can do a monthly donation or you can do a one-time donation. And every nickel is used for a wheelchair.
I know exactly what you're referencing when you say puppies, though, by the way. I was in that. I was doing that. And I'm thinking I may just take that money that I did for about a year and I may just start going at Wheelchairs for Warriors. As you guys go forward, are you going to, is there any chance you're going to branch out into prosthetics? I mean, some of these guys get some very future, some of these guys are almost bionic when you guys get them mobile again. And, or are you just going to stick to wheelchairs?
We're going to stick to wheelchairs. We have our hands full with trying to get these guys in wheelchairs. And let me just say this. If you're listening and if you have a friend who was injured in the line of duty and who is not getting service or who needs the extra wheelchair, a different kind of wheelchair from what they got from the VA, have them apply online. There's also a big apply button. So they can apply online. And if they can't apply, if they're a quadriplegic and they cannot apply, then apply for them and just let us know what's going on. And if somehow your email doesn't get answered, my cell phone number and my personal email are on our website. We are easy to get a hold of.
That's
and
true.
We're on Facebook. Yeah. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. You can find us.
Does Heidi still have the same haircut?
She does. It's so cute. Speaking of dogs, it's so cute that my two long-haired chihuahuas now have mohawks.
Yeah. Heidi Lansing is Crystal's. Well, she was Crystal's partner at SHOT Show, and Crystal,
she's my co-founder at Wheelchairs for Warriors. Yep.
Yes, yes.
She and I are co-founders.
She's ex-military too, right? I found out she was a lieutenant,
yes.
So I was calling
officer.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was calling
lieutenant
her LT Clinton. After it was all done. Crystal, you not Crystal. Heidi, you can spot Heidi.
A mile away,
just because of her haircut. It's a great haircut. I mean, if I had hair, I would be sporting that haircut. I'd be doing that too. It's an extreme high and tight with the emphasis on the high.
Yes, it is so cool. Everywhere we go, people stop her all day.
Well, this is the thing. When
she's
I saw you guys
smoking hot, so there is that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You guys were posing with all of the good looking dudes. I saw all the good looking dudes hanging out with you, and then you came up to hang out with the radio guy wearing the flannel shirt.
We had to hang out with you. It's Lock and Load Radio.
Yeah. When I saw you guys moving around, I honestly thought you guys were in some sort of a women's self-defense group, because that's also quite the thing. But this particular SHOT Show this year around, it seemed like there was a lot of veterans outreach going on.
It did, didn't it? It was really incredible to see. Well, we've learned our lesson. We've learned that the only place we need to be for the first couple of days is Radio Row.
Yeah,
that's our almost our sole mission for being there.
Yeah,
we can. There's not enough time in the day to hit all of the booths, and you know, talking about those corporate donations. When we go there, you know, they're trying to do their business. They're not trying. So it's awkward to say, "Hey, I know you're trying to sell something, but we would like for you to focus on us for a second." So it gets a little awkward. So Radio Row is really just the best thing. And SHOT Show interviews us as well. And it's just a real blessing for a small organization like Wheelchairs for Warriors to get so much free publicity. And thank you guys so much, all of y'all. Y'all were just really kind to us this year.
Well, I know I was. I don't know about the rest of those yahoos that were on the row. I had some different opinions about some of them. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break in a few minutes. When we get back, I'm going to ask you the big question. You've already sort of referenced it, but I want to talk about the important reason why you do this.
Okay.
Simply because, and I know you already know the answer to it. I haven't asked the question. But in the remaining time that we have in this... just out of curiosity, what has the of all of the wheelchairs you guys have put out, what is the most extreme one, the Transformer?
Yeah. Yes, we did a wheelchair for a Green Beret in California who has a traumatic brain injury, who got shot with a pecan round and bullet fragment gave him a traumatic brain injury. Not bullet, skull fragments from the bullet gave him a traumatic brain injury, and his wheelchair is just so badass.
What does it do?
Befitting of a badass beret.
Yeah.
And it does everything. It stands him up. He gets his own coffee out of the cabinet now. He takes his wheelchair. He goes on a mission. I'll call him. What you doing, Joe? I'm on a mission. What's your mission, Joe? I'm going to Target. Okay, Joe.
What? Now, with something like this, how much do those weigh?
Oh, his is a few hundred pounds, 200-300 pounds.
But they, are they mechanical enough? Are they almost autonomous to where they can load themselves or something onto a into a vehicle?
Yes. He just needs ramps, and he has a little button. All he has is a joystick, and he maneuvers it through the joystick.
Can it go fast enough to where some rude people would be bowled over if they won't get out of his way and show him a little respect?
Yes.
That's good to know. That's
right.
That's really what I want
Joe
to know.
Joe can jump curbs.
Oh, cool.
He tells us. We're like, Joe, don't jump curbs in your $75,000 piece of machinery. No. It's all fine. Everything's good. It's like, okay.
Send you a selfie of that.
He can go to the beach with four kids and his wife in California. That's where they live. And so life is good. Joe is happy.
So he hands his phone off to somebody and has somebody film him in slow motion, jumping a curb, and then says, now look at my phone book and find Crystal and Heidi and send it to him.
Oh, he does it. It's so funny. He skydives still. They will hook him up, and he'll go tandem, and he'll still go skydiving.
Well, that will lead to the question. This all leads to the question when we get back. Wheelchairsforwarriors.com. If you are in need, they have an apply button. If you want to help, they have a donate button. And if you'll just stick around long enough for me to ask this next question, you will understand the importance of what Heidi and Crystal and WheelchairsForWarriors.com, their importance, when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I've been speaking with Crystal Larimore from WheelchairsForWarriors.com. I'm going to tell a story that I've already told. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Crystal, but this will lead up to my question. Now, when I had a heart attack back in 2015, and it was one of those that, you know, when the doctor reads about your heart attack, they look at you and say, oh, I've never met one of you that survived one of these. So when I woke up, they had to leave me. Most people wake up from open heart surgery in about 16 hours. Well, I had a few complications, and I was down for 56 hours. And when I woke up and the enormity of what I had done to myself sank in, there was a moment when I was in the intensive care unit and I was fully lucid. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what have I done? But the first time they came to see if I could stand up, I could. I could stand up on my own power. And then as soon as they let me loose, I could walk. And then when they pulled the chest tubes out, I could walk really well. So I knew that I wasn't done. But a lot of people wake up from a hospital coming out of combat. They wake up in a hospital, and they're not the same. And this is when you're a young fella, young man, body proud, walking, you know, when I was in the military, I thought I walked with gods on the battlefield, you know, that kind of stuff. And when you wake up and you're missing parts of you or you're missing mobility, this is where the first moment of what happened to me, what have I done? This is where we get, this is where we come to this 22 a day, isn't it? If they get no help, this is where we come to the 22 a day. This is where it gets to the point to where they're just so despondent that they're done and they just want it to end.
Do you think that most men and women who serve in the military are alpha females and alpha males?
Do you think
they're mamby pamby?
Oh no! I mean, even everybody's that's the genius of being in the military basic training system. They're all, everybody's an alpha. Females are alpha. Everybody's an alpha, but they learn how to teach us how to keep that in check until we have to let it go, and then we can let it go, and then we can pull it back.
Right.
And you know, we have control over that alpha quality. Yeah.
So these alpha personalities are in a mission one second and plucked from the battlefield in the mission the next. Most cases are like that. That's what's happened. And what you said is they wake up. Hopefully the wife stays and the family stays. Hopefully they're not an only child or they don't have any parents or nobody to go home to. But we also have those situations. So what are we going to do for them? What we're going to do for them is whatever the hell they need for us to do for them. We're going to do for them what they need. Do you need a wheelchair for your house? Do you also need a wheelchair that will get you out on the beach? Do you also need a basketball wheelchair or a sports wheelchair? Thinking about shooting? What is it? What do you need? That's what we want to be able to provide to them. And we don't want them to be a one-time customer. And that's why we need big corporations to step up and write the big checks. And that's also why we need everybody to write the $20 check or make the $10 donation or the $5 donation or a monthly donation. We don't want them. We want repeat customers. We're not one and done with these guys. They're now our family. They're now part of the Wheelchairs for Warriors family. And their stories and their pictures and their bios are on the website. And you get to meet them and you get to see where your money goes. It's a tangible asset. That's where it's going. It's going to save the mom from having to lift the wheelchair into the back of the car. It's so heavy. It scrapes the back of the vehicle. It's too exhausting. The husband just finally says, you know what? It's okay. It's easier if y'all just go without me. And pretty soon, the family's off living their life, and dad's just staying at home in the wheelchair in front of the boob tube.
In the dark, probably drinking a lot.
In the dark, drinking. It's a crying shame what's going on in the households of our veterans on a daily basis. It is just a crying shame. That's why when companies say, we have a corporate culture of giving back to the military, that doesn't mean a $500 donation a year. That means put your butt in the game. Be our partner. Partner with us.
Yeah. But just out of curiosity, it sounds to me, and I've always thought this, it's because I considered long and hard the stuff that you guys said in the booth, and I thought about it, and the energy that you guys bring to it is probably how you get as far as you get. But I thought about it, and I just made a presumption because so many people were there that were wanting to prevent veteran suicide. There were lots. I interviewed two or three of them. And the one thing that the only people that actually came out there that had a solution to it, because military people are very adaptable. They have to be very adaptable. When they step off the bus,
right,
they're coming off the block. They were skateboarding or playing video games or something just, hours ago. And now they're going to be a soldier and they're going to be part of a machine, part of a brotherhood, part of a group. And, it's a tiny
percentage of the United States.
Yeah, and we're all part of this well coordinated lethal dance when we have to go to work, when we have to really go to work. So, taking a kid off the block and doing that that's an art that they've turned into a science. And the only thing, so we do adapt. We adapt, Everybody goes in with their own hairstyle, and we all have our own individual look, and give it 5 minutes after we've had the uniforms and the haircuts, and you'll notice, okay, those are Hispanics, those are Black Americans, those are White Americans, but we all look pretty much alike because we all are now in the Army. So that adaptability comes into play there. I can
you're
see
talking about solving the 22 a day thing.
Yeah.
There were a few organizations there that had that in their mindset to solve the 22 a day.
There was one or two that came to me that I interviewed, and they were very much in the game. They were really heavily invested in it. But to the degree, I there's a lot of veterans that commit suicide that are not, they're not physically impaired coming out of it. Mm-hmm. Their impairment is between their ears. And they're the ones that I think they were trying to save. But
Right.
I mean, once again, getting out there and figuring out how to take that and provide that adaptability to coming back to the civilian life is, I think, would be key. And in the case of Wheelchairs for Warriors, I think you guys hit it. I think you guys hit it hard and out of the park. So I presume that you guys have had nothing but success with your
people. Nothing but success.
Yeah. See, how do you fight that record? How do you fight that record?
We are blessed and highly favored, and now listen, we're not a perfect organization. We do have criteria, injured in the line of duty, right? We had the meeting with our board, and if you were a veteran and you served and you got out, and or you went home on leave and you got a motorcycle wreck or a car wreck, it's not our lane. That's just not our lane. Our lane is injured in the line of duty. And
right.
It's not necessarily service related, but it is injured in the line of duty, and it doesn't necessarily mean combat.
Oh, yeah.
You're on a training exercise and your ropes break. You're injured in the line of duty.
It really is true about the military. They do more before 9 o'clock than you're going to do all day. So
That's exactly right.
Before we run out of time here, let me just give it out one more time. Wheelchairsforwarriors.com. If you meet their criteria and you need their help, apply. Hit the apply button. If you see that what they do and you want to help, hit the donate button. And pay attention, because they're doing good work. Thank you very much for joining me. Give Heidi my regards, if you would.
I will.
We'll have to have you both on here and do that Hellion tag team thing you guys had going on.
We'd love to. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for joining me this evening. Back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.